Limerick, you're probably back in Croke Park a little bit earlier than you'd want to be.
Yeah, it's like returning to the scene of a crime or something, isn't it? As the victim, unfortunately. But look, here for a good cause, you know. Give away a few Lenovo computers with these LVS GHA youth camps. So, you know, I'm happy to be here. Happy to see the young talent, and you know, hopefully this Dublin representative will win.
How do you go about recovering from the Cork game? What do you try and put it to the back of your mind for a long time, or do you straight away look, I'll watch the DVD, I'll get it out?
I pull off the bandage, you know, sharp, nice short sharp shock, and I actually watched it on Monday morning. Probably wasn't in the greatest frame of mind to watch it now, yeah, but I just, there were certain things in my own mind I had to see, and had to see where we went wrong. I don't know, am I already preparing for next year, or just, you know, trying to see where it was won and where it was lost? And yeah, you know, there were just a few positively crucial turning points, you know. As well as that, I didn't see Dwyer getting sent off, and nor did I see his first yellow, so I didn't know. I thought it was a straight red, and I hadn't seen any of it, and I just wanted to get right in my own mind how much blame the ref deserved.
Now you have the benefit of seeing it on the pitch and seeing it on the video. How much blame does that ref deserve?
He should be hung, drawn in court and say, ah, what are you messing? Ah, look, he's doing his best. I obviously personally feel he made a mistake, but sure, he could have sent me off later on, and you know, maybe I've already got away scot free because of that. But it was tough. I think maybe Ryan was done more on reputation than anything else. I feel, you know, he probably thought I'd give him a yellow, keep him quiet. But you know, there was hardly a free in it. Never mind a yellow card. So I'd be a bit disappointed over it. Yeah, I suppose as the intensity ratcheted up, maybe, you know, maybe the occasion just got to me. Started blowing the whistle a bit more. That I honestly couldn't tell you. Now it's hard to look at it from a ref's perspective, not having ever actually taken charge of such a big occasion. But yeah, I think maybe things did change a bit. There was a bit much of the advantage rule being played. Like, I mean, I know it's hardly an excuse for me to give, but you know, for that awful slashback I did, why was I getting advantage when I'm being held on my own 21? You know, you certainly want advantage on their 21, but I don't want it coming out with a man on my back on my line. You know, so. Things like that, you know, there was a lot of that played, and there was another one there over where he played Johnny advantage and he ended up misstriking it over the sideline and they got a ball in, you know. So it's just, there were certain things, but look, can't blame the ref entirely. We still had our chances.